Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump said he does not think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to deceive anyone by agreeing to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and vowing to pursue talks that would bring a normal end to the Korean War. Mr. Trump did speak about all of this during meeting with reporters.
It's certainly something that I hope I can do for the world. This is beyond the United States. This is a world problem. And it's something that I hope I'm able to do for the world.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis also spoke with the media.
This is about international relations. This is about negotiations. And we will build through confidence-building measures a degree of trust if it's to go forward.
Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in held an inter-Korean summit on Friday, first meeting of such meeting in 10 years. In the coming weeks, President Trump will be meeting with Kim Jong-un. Standing alongside Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, President Trump emphasized that he will not be permitted to build a nuclear arsenal, even if a deal intended to prevent that scenario collapses. Merkel described the deal with Iran as anything but perfect, adding it will not solve all the problems of Iran. Within hours of being sworn in as the new U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo flew to Brussels to meet with NATO. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the new top U.S. diplomat.
It's great to have you here at the NATO headquarters, and it's also great to know that this is your first act in your new position.
President Trump sent Pompeo to support for NATO. From Brussels, he travels to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. This is VOA News. Britain's Interior Minister Amber Rudd has resisted calls to quit, apologizing for not being aware of the use of migrant removal targets in her department and vowing to implement fair and humane immigration policy. This political controversy surrounding one of Prime Minister Theresa May's closest allies coincides with Britain entering crucial negotiations on a future trade deal with the European Union and amid rising domestic tension over the Brexit policy. Israeli military has responded to the reported violence at the border fence east of Gaza City, saying the troops thwarted an attempted infiltration by Palestinian protesters. Meantime, Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour is challenging Israel to agree to an independent commission to investigate events in Gaza to determine who is at fault. Palestinians have been holding demonstrations calling for Palestinian refugees to be allowed to return to Israel. UN envoy for the Middle East peace process, Nikolai Baladinov, warns that the Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and there should be.
Israel must relax movement and access restrictions on Gaza to enable the economy to recover, with due consideration to its legitimate security concerns.
UN says 35 Palestinians have been killed since the recent protest began. Trump administration has abandoned plans to appoint a new ambassador to Australia. Many Australians do not care for President Trump and view this as a snub. Phil Mercer has our report.
The last permanent U.S. ambassador to Canberra was John Berry, who left the post in 2016. The Trump administration had planned to nominate Admiral Harry Harris from the U.S. Pacific Command as the next United States ambassador to Australia. That decision has been reversed, and Admiral Harris, a high-ranking Japanese-American naval officer, will instead become Washington's envoy in South Korea. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says President Trump is in danger of taking Australia, a long-standing ally, for granted.
I think the bottom line is the administration's decided that South Korea demonstrably is strategically more important. Given what's happening with the inter-Korean summit, you can understand that reasoning. But for Australia, I think it does indicate, at least from the view of the Trump administration, we are seen as something as a second-rate ally.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Authorities in China say a man with a knife killed seven children at a middle school in the country's northwest. Officials say the 28-year-old attacker, who was a former student at that school, attacked the children as they were leaving. 12 other students were injured. Thousands of people in Malawi took part in a nationwide protest against corruption and bad governance. Demonstrations came one day before former President Joyce Banda returns after 4 years in the U.S. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.